Welcome to Musically and Technically Speaking, a podcast where music and technology intersect, hosted by Brenda Minch and Carol Brose.
Today's podcast is about classroom rules. Well, hello, Brenda.
Hi, Carol, school started.
Yippee!
We love our jobs.
We do love our jobs. There's the down moments, but man, it's basically just up, up, up. So we're back to school and are, of course, seeing our students after a couple of months, you know. They've grown.
They have.
And some have grown up and some have stayed the same.
In my case, I've gotten a whole new herd of little bitty guys who know absolutely nothing in kindergarten.
Right. And I have my little herd in fourth grade that, you know, look at me and say, well, who is she? I did have one kid say to me, you're really not a music teacher.
Oh, apparently you don't fit the mold, huh?
I did not fit the mold. So our topic today is going to be classroom rules.
Right. I thought that was appropriate since it's the beginning of the year. You suggested that, I think, after our last one. So.
Right, right. And we have a different philosophy on this, which is going to be a good
talk. We do. It'll be an interesting conversation. Right. So why don't you start us out and tell us, like, what do the classroom rules look like in your room?
Okay, my classroom rules are I only believe in 10. So that's how I structure it. And one of my biggest things is trying to not have the students bring stuff to my classroom. My classroom is sort of small with all my stuff. So my rule said to be, you know, no backpacks, no da-da-da-da. It's all sort of management stuff, how to move your chair, because I've had kids actually impale another child when they move their chairs.
Oh, no, okay.
I've had the headsets get torn apart, and they're all, you know, because it's real easy. The kids will play with them, and it's real easy to pull them apart. So my rules tend to be, you know, no backpacks in the room, no water in the room. You know, when you're told, you know, to start, you will be told when to start, how to put your headsets on, left is right, right is left, which means is, you know, you got to have your headset has to be on the left side. Final is, you know, the teacher will tell you to begin. So those are basically my basic rules of just organization. And I post 8 copies around the room.
Whoosh!
And what I do the first day is they all have to go around and they have to stand by one of the copies. They're yellow. They're the only thing in my room. Everything else is pink and purple and green and stuff, but this is the only thing that's a different color. They're yellow.
Oh, I like that idea.
And so they're all over the room, and we basically just go over the rules, and the kids read over the rules, and that's it. And I've done the same rules for almost maybe since the first year of the lab I didn't, and I had some problems. So this is 4 years of these type of rules, and that's it. I don't talk anything about character ed. That's sort of I just assume they have it, but that mine are just management within the lab.
Okay. So do you have rules that apply to when you're not running the tech stuff and you're just doing, you know, like working on a show?
No.
Aha! See, we are more similar.
Yeah, Brenda, you're going to tell me about you. But yeah, mine is basically the lab management. And I only do it, like today we did it for the fourth graders. We're in the lab for the first time. Well, I say in the lab, it's like, you know, you take one step
right
inside the room.
On that side of the room.
Right. But, you know, we don't talk about any of that. I do have that words of wisdom up there. You know, if you open it, you shut it. If you break it, you tell me, you know, those 12 words of wisdom that are really cool. I have those up, but I don't really go over them.
All right, so here's the next question. Is any of this stuff posted on your website?
No. But
okay, I'm not saying it should be, but it will be. Listen to you. I don't have mine posted either. The reason I ask is because today when I was talking with the principals, that was one of the things that they were saying they wanted, they were demanding. All of their teachers have their rules and regs on their webpage. And I don't know. I guess I thought, well, that's silly. I mean, the kids either know them or they don't. Having them on the webpage, it's not going to help. But I guess they were wanting the parents to be able to see them. So that's why I ask. I was just curious. I don't have it's not a judgment thing. I don't have them either.
I know. You know that I'm going to have them up. I mean, now that I've done this, I'm probably going to do a blog post about classroom rules, too.
Okay, cool.
But I don't have anything for any of the shows I do.
Hmm.
None of that. Now, what about your rules?
All right. So as you know, in my room, the tech lives all the way around the edges. So why just have rules for my room? And I was, when we were talking about this, I was telling you that I really, if it were up to me, I would have no rules in my room because I really hate rules because I can never cover everything. And so with my older kids, when I wasn't teaching middle school chorus, I had one rule and that was it. And the rule was respect, period.
and covers everything.
Everything. Respect covers everything. It covers that you bent up your folder because that's disrespectful to the school property. It covers that you were talking while I was talking because that's disrespectful to me. It covers making an ooky face at the kid across the room because that's being disrespectful to them. It covers not practicing your stuff because that's being disrespectful to your talent. There's just, I mean, holy cow, respect covers everything. So if I had my way, I would just have one rule. However, I teach elementary. So one rule doesn't quite cut it because respect is a very broad concept for kindergartners to try and grasp.
do they even know really what it is?
No. So I have five rules. And like I said, when you'll hear them, you'll understand it's really just one rule at the end. Rule number one is follow directions quickly. Rule number two, and I got these off the net somewhere. I don't remember where it was. Rule number two is raise your hand for permission to speak. Rule number three is raise your hand for permission to leave your seat. Rule number four, oh boy. Rule number four. I do not remember what new rule number four is right off the top of my head. Okay, maybe it'll come to me. Rule number five is the big and important one. Rule number five rule number four is make smart choices, mm-hmm. which is kind of like respect. But rule number five is my favorite because everything falls underneath it, and that is keep your dear teacher happy.
I love that.
And I am not joking. I found those verbatim on the net somewhere. It was some other program that they were using them for. And I thought, I love that because my kindergarten kids can understand what keeping your teacher happy like what that entails, right? So anytime something's going wrong in my room and I don't feel like quoting a rule, I say rule five and the whole class goes, keep your dear teacher happy. And then we all figure out what the problem is and we go on from there.
Oh, that's excellent, Brenda. Oh, I like that. Well, you know, like I said, I don't have my rules, you know. I mean, I nip things real early when I have the fourth and fifth graders. So when I have, I've had eighth graders, you know. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We have no problem in the classroom. There's no problem they're all on time. There's no problem. I mean, I think it's because things come up, I nip it right away. I mean, the second time I had the fourth graders today, I already had to deal with some discipline problems. So I think that's one of the, you know, we talk about beginning teachers and classroom management. You know, we're going to talk about that someday. This goes hand in hand with classroom management, rules, is that, you know, you have to nip it right away.
Right. And then once you nip it, you know you're going to have to nip it. Know that you're going to have to nip it again.
Right.
And you need to nip it consistently the same way every time or the same point in the, you know what I mean? Like if your deal is talking this week is driving you crazy and you need to deal with it immediately as they walk in the room. My favorite thing to do, I always had more trouble with the middle school kids because they were a larger group. So at the middle school level, I started doing this my last 4 years of teaching up there. Instead of letting them into my classroom on the first day of school when they had chorus, mm-hmm. I made them stand in the hallway and line up.
Oh, my God, Brenda.
Did you do this?
Yes. My first day, I always have the kids out in the hall. We don't even go anywhere without me discussing certain things and procedures about the classroom. We're out in the hall. No one goes in.
Right.
And it really is powerful. I mean, it says, guess what? I'm in charge. This is my room, and you're being invited in.
Exactly. And, you know, I was discussing with them things like when you walk in the room, here's how we're going to do it. We're not going to talk. We're not going to make a ruckus. You know, things are going to go here, here, and here, and your butt's going to go in a chair.
Right.
And that's what we're doing. And we would walk in, and I'm not kidding, with middle school kids. If it got too noisy, I said, okay, everybody, turn around and walk back out. Because that's not how we walk in a chorus. Now, I don't do that with the elementary kids because it's kind of built in, right? Because they come down the hallway in a line and you meet them at the door. So you don't have to do that. But I found that so helpful because it set the tone for the room instead of the kids walking in all crazy and then you having to try and calm things down and get things back under your control. No, disorderly stuff happened in the hallway. When they walked in, it was your domain and it was run the way you wanted it to be run. But you had to be clear about how you wanted it to run before you got in the room.
Right. Well, this has been great, Brenda. You know, here we thought we were going to be so diametrically different, and we almost are the same.
Isn't that funny? I really thought, because you said you had 10 rules. I went, huh, that's interesting. But no, your 10 rules are all, like, having to do with dealing with how the tech stuff works.
Right, right. So I don't want stuff broken.
Right.
Or a kid impaled with a chair, because I almost had that. So, safety comes first.
Exactly.
Okay, well, here we go, Brenda. And I'm going to be posting this one, so.
You are. It'll be fun because my laptop got busted.
Well, that's another story. We're hoping that everything's okay with it. So, okay. Well, it's good. Great, Brenda. And talk to you soon.
All right.
Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you would like more information on any of the topics we discussed, all the links are on the blog.